Guess who's back? Back again. The little blue bird gets a new boss, and cyber criminals look for the next blue ocean. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by MSP GeekCon 2023, a conference for MSPs by MSPs. Occurring May 21st through the 23rd, 2023 in Orlando, Florida, this two-day event is built around the journey of technical growth from Tier 1 to Tier 3. Visit mspgeekcon.com for more information.
Good morning and welcome to the May 16th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, Ray. Excellent. What an amazing... We just got through Mother's Day. We jumped into the week. All kinds of news hit the channels. What's going on with you?
I got another toy. I'm sorry, Tony.
Literally, when you speak, Amazon alert. We need to temporarily suspend your account for 90 minutes.
And they started sending an email every month of like, this was your spending last month for, I guess, for our business prime. Stop it. I get no end of shit from finance. Stop it, Bezos. Not funny. So I got these things. This is actually from recommended by Alden in our Discord. These are AR glasses, but they look like the cheesy... I'm going to do an unboxing video, but they look like the cheesy Ray-Ban glasses. Like the plastic ones, right? Like the old school, like the ones, a little silver thing on the side, they look like that. So they're incredibly unassuming, but they have full AR. So it's 120-inch screen at 9 feet is basically what it boils down to, with like a 60-degree viewing angle or something like that with head tracking. Pretty amazing. Not perfect, but pretty amazing. And Tony's already Googling.
You know what? So I got the 85-inch screen, the really, really nice one. And it is beautiful. And the argument internally was, no, we don't need a TV that big. Now we have it. And we're like, this is amazing. And I'm like, you know what's more amazing? That 105 that just came out. That's what's more amazing.
Yes.
Now, exactly. And you're saying it's even bigger than that. So
it's 120. No, and here's the best part. So my sleep schedule, my wife's sleep schedule are not the same. I used to work midnights. I used to be a DJ. Like, I am a night owl. It's not her. And she used to be a preschool teacher. So you can very different sleep schedules. So even when we go to bed, I mean, our bedroom's only so big, and it's I think we have a 75 inch in the bedroom or 65 inch in the bedroom.
Is that all?
But you're watching anything and it lights up the whole room.
Absolutely.
So yeah. So I think, and I have VR headsets, right? I showed you the Oculus 2 a while back. I have the PlayStation 1. I have the original, I have like the Samsung Gear VR. The problem is those are all bulky. This is just a pair of glasses like this that you just put on, a little USB cord behind you, and you're golden.
That's all it is. So I mean, just to be clear, we have literally seen these in the movies for decades. And so now you're saying that you actually have one, and the only delta between what we've been dreaming about this time, and you should, like, you can literally, as it's coming out, you can put the saliva, and you even got a camera, a vertical camera.
What kind of show is this going to be? You know why I got to do it this way? So when I rebox it for the video, I know where it went.
That's funny. That is funny.
But I'm just going to show you these for size.
Those are normal glasses. They're not.
A little thicker than, you know, normal glasses, but not by much and not obnoxiously so. So, but we'll have the unboxing video. We'll post it in Discord before we put anywhere else. So everybody there will get to watch the video. But for now, why don't we get some news stories going?
Let's get into the news.
In my first story in partner news, Datto founder backs cyber warranty firm Cork to give control back to MSPs. written by CJ Fairfield on CRN. Datto founder Austin McCord and former Datto chief digital officer Carlson Choi have launched Cork, a cyber warranty company aimed at giving control back to managed service providers. Cork offers an inside-out approach to cyber insurance by automatically scanning critical infrastructure, reducing risk, and providing near-instant financial coverage. Unlike traditional cyber insurance, Cork's platform requires no forms or underwriting process. It performs an internal scan of customer systems in real time and provides the results on security features. MSPs can easily add Cork to their existing security stack, eliminating the need for insurance salespeople or brokers. The platform focuses on ransomware and spear phishing attacks and aims to help MSPs in the event of an attack instead of finding reasons to deny coverage. Cork has received $6 million in seed funding and is backed by DVX Ventures, Outsiders Fund, and Vestigo Ventures. It partnered with Barracuda Networks to bundle its offering with fully managed XDR to provide a comprehensive solution exclusively for MSPs offering efficiency and rewards and doing the right thing. Tony, notice they say warranty, not insurance, right? Because insurance, like when you say partner that carries a fiduciary responsibility, insurance has its own requirements and rules and laws. They are saying warranty, which anybody could offer a warranty. You and I could offer warranties if we wanted. MSP Dispatch warranties coming in July 2023 now. So are they, is this the playing on the fear of insurance companies won't pay out? And so we're going to self insure ourselves, which is what organizations sometimes do. And because they're selling to others, you can't sell insurance without a license. So they're selling warranties. Is it a distinction that matters?
I think they're playing on the words. And I think there's a lot of solace in what they're choosing to do. I think that it's like throwing out strange facts during these shows. Do you know that one horse has around 15 horsepower? Think about that for a second. And you're saying, well, that doesn't make any sense. I think what's happening, though,
counterintuitive.
It's going back to the dehydrated water. It's you're saying something that doesn't really, okay, fine. We're saying something to say something. And maybe that's what's occurring here. Maybe they're looking for the warranty as opposed to the advice, as opposed to the counsel, as opposed to the guidance, as opposed to the, hey, here's the security Sherpa program, which it could end up being, by the way, which still eliminates the insurance tagline, which associates liability. So maybe that's the case. And I'm really, really curious because let's just be blunt. I really like Austin. I always have from the beginning, from the genesis of Datto, what he's turned it into. He's helped quite a few people in the field. One of my friends, one of the around Datto partners of the year, ended up getting into a horrible motorcycle accident and was paralyzed from the neck down. Datto jumped in personally, or Austin personally, to donate quite a bit of money to him and his family. These are just good people from the topical perspective, but business is business, which goes back to this. What are the ramifications of this? And frankly, is this for the betterment of the community? What are your thoughts? Do you think this is going to be something that we all need? Is it just piecemealing things that we already have? Or are we taking the first step forward into, you know, frankly, cautiously a positive direction?
So I'm not a fan of government overreach. I'm not a fan of too many chefs in the kitchen. But the one thing insurance has going for it is regulation. If an insurance company doesn't do something or does something they're not supposed to, there is recourse. You can go to agencies and say, my insurance company did something that's against the law. I want you to do something about it. And there's organizations that oversee insurers and underwriters. With this warranty, it's the Wild West. And I think this actually might give less protection to the MSP and to the client. Insurers need a nice big war chest to fund things when things go wrong. They're required to keep a certain amount of funding just in case, based on the number of insured parties they have out there. So who's doing the same for the warranty? They're saying they're going to help you in the case of IR. They're going to help you in the case of an incident. But if they say, nah, we don't want to, or we change our minds, who's going to hold them to it? Besides a civil claim for the contract, but that's civil. That's not the same thing.
I want to know. I want to know where he takes this. I mean, I again, big fan of what he's created before. He may be onto something that we just don't see those colors, the color pop. He's got the 128 pack Crayola pack, and we're still stuck on our 9 pack. So maybe seeing things that we just don't see yet. I'm interested.
Or maybe the MSPs see it. They could tell us in the comments or in Discord, and we can continue the conversation. I'm definitely interested. Austin's a smart guy. I'm definitely interested to see where this takes us. So, you know, and I'm sure we'll be able to follow Austin's progress on this in Twitter, right? Because that's what you do on Twitter. You follow Elon and you follow Austin McCourt.
And in my first story from TheVerge.com, Twitter has a new CEO, and it's former NBC Universal advertising executive, Linda Yaccarino. Elon Musk announced her appointment in a tweet saying she will focus primarily on business operations while I focus on product design and new technology. Yaccarino previously worked as a chairman of global advertising and partnerships at NBCU, where she began since 2011. She helped oversee the launch of NBC Peacock and advocated for the modernization of ad measurement technologies. Yaccarino is also credited for helping NBC forge non-traditional partnerships with companies like Apple, Snapchat, and YouTube, according to her company profile. According to Musk, Yaccarino could also help push Twitter towards the goal of becoming an everything app, similar to WeChat, the Chinese messaging app that has evolved into a hub for payment services, food delivery, and more. Renaming Twitter as X Corp seems like Musk's first step towards that goal. So, Ray, I understand leadership is everything, but it's not. It's a good portion of what we're talking about. What are your thoughts on this? Is Linda going to take Twitter to where it should be? Did Musk's attempt to completely crush Twitter so he could bankrupt it, declare bankruptcy, and write that off from his huge bonus from everything else, the largest known to mankind to this point, and he could have the best of both worlds. I'm totally joking about this, but we're just talking conspiracy theory. Is Linda going to take this to the next level? What are your thoughts on this? Unpack it for me.
Are we talking about Twitter? Or are we talking about X? I don't know. Here's the thing. Elon has a lot of good things going for him. He's obviously built some amazing things. Some of it's been luck. Some of it's been just his work. But is something he's proven over and over again is he is super type A and super controlling of his companies. I have a hard time thinking he's just going to say, hey, Linda, manage this so I can appease the investors and take over SpaceX and Tesla and whatever else. I wonder if this was just not a move to put in a paper CEO where he retains the marionette strings in the background, but it appeases the investors because now he's not spread too thin, right? I have a hard time believing Elon hands over the reins to anybody.
And so you're saying this is topically, like just from an optics perspective, you're saying that this is what this person's here for? Do you think she'll have, just throwing this out there, do you think she will have significant impact to the evolution of Twitter? And in this particular case, could it be from advertising, revenue generating, and let him focus on the feature set, the functionality? Or do you think, neither, we're just going to keep it with Elon doing everything in the background with the visual representation of Linda?
So Twitter obviously had an advertising problem, right? They lost 41% of their advertisers like in the first month when he started firing everybody and going crazy, and he had the Kanye tweets and everything else. So yes, I understand bringing in an ad exec makes sense. That is the lifeblood of Twitter as it stands today. Absolutely makes sense. You know what also makes sense? Finding a VP of product that knows what the hell they're doing and let them lead the software company.
Now you're just being reasonable and logical, Ray. Come on.
There's nothing in Trump, there's nothing in Elon's history that gives him the experience to be a product manager, right? It's not, I get he has vision. We all have vision. It's called opinions. But he's yet to build a software platform, and don't count eBay. He bought into eBay. He was an investor. He wasn't a designer. So, you know, or PayPal, whatever. So my point is this, if he's going to put the right people in the right positions, he should do that across the board. Or maybe he shouldn't have fired 300 people. I don't know.
I feel like you're just being a little bit too rational here. I think the audience that we're listening to right now is saying Ray has completely gone off the rocker here. We want frivolous, vapid white noise that with references to things that are in our industry, not common sense. I think everyone agrees.
I'll give you some conspiracy. So Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg got together and planned on a Zuckerberg world takeover. But to appease the antitrust people, he cratered Twitter. Elon cratered Twitter, so it was a shell of what it used to be, installed a new CEO. The new CEO is going to approach Zuckerberg, and Twitter is going to become part of the Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp family. You heard it here first. Oh, please don't sue us for libel.
Okay, that is dark, dark, dark. And hold on, as we go into our next story, speaking of dark, it's incredibly important that everyone understands Ray just talked about the evolution, the adaptation, adapt and overcome a situation. Do you have anything that talks about that, Ray?
In my third top story in security, how cyber criminals adapted to Microsoft blocking macros by default, written by Nate Nelson for Dark Reading. Ever since Microsoft implemented default blocking of Office macros, cyber criminals have had to adapt and find new methods for delivering malware. With macros no longer a viable option, hackers have been experimenting with different attack techniques. Container files were initially used, but became ineffective after Microsoft addressed the issue. Hackers then turned to HTML smuggling, PDFs, and even Microsoft's OneNote app as a means of delivering malware. However, no method has been as durable as macro-enabled attachments. This rapid evolution presents both opportunities and challenges for cybersecurity teams. They must stay proactive, develop new detection methods, and update security trainings to educate users about emerging threats. Tony, I mean, it's not MFA, it's not credential stuffing, not MFA exhaustion, it's not smishing. So what do you think about this? Are these, you know, it's the end of macros, now they got to find another way in. It seems like for the last umpteen episodes of Dispatch, they've been doing okay without macros. It doesn't seem to have slowed them at all.
Well, you know, the evolution is everywhere. I am simultaneously saying, hey, listen, we need to evolve and enforce security. Here is that YubiKey to do exactly that. Get stronger, 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 be more security focused. And at the same exact time, we need to overcome security mechanisms that are out there at the exact same time. So, Ray, I'd like to point out that one of these is something I implemented. One of these is something. So we're looking here literally at the dark side, going good and evil right here. So the point I think everyone has to understand is that there's a constant change that's occurring. Macros have been everywhere. There's new TLDs are coming out. Top level domains are coming out. So like a .com, .net, .gov, etc. So the TLD means everything. And
have you seen the .zip that came out?
I was just gonna say the .zip. So what the .exe is coming out next, and .iso and .pdf. Like there are going to be things implemented that are not necessarily the best ideas, or they start out good and they evolve very quickly into something that's misused and. Like they say, the sword is, it's a double-edged sword. There's two sides of that. And you've got to figure out which side you're going to use as a tool and which side can be used against you. So I'm really interested to see what the next steps are, where macros actually become. Are they going to become so more nested inside in a ChatGPT like AI where you ask it what to do and it provides, as opposed to pre-programming of a macro that can then be misused by others? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I was just, I was working on Google Sheets and Google Sheets to enable multiple select on a dropdown, you got to do a little scripting. Now they have a scripting manager, an application manager that is, it looked a lot like JavaScript. I couldn't tell you, it was close enough to VBScript or JavaScript where it was very easy to figure out, same named references. It was event-based programming. So it was easy. I mean, this is the warranty versus insurance conversation again, right? It's not macros, but there's a scripting language. There's a scripting language in Word today, in Office today. That still exists right now.
Hey, you know what we should get into?
Notables?
We should probably get into notables. And in my first notable mention from bleepingcomputer.com, Discord has revealed a security breach affecting a limited number of users after a support agent account was compromised. The compromised agent's account allowed unauthorized access to a database containing user details, including email addresses, usernames, and hash passwords. Discord emphasized that no payment information was exposed. The company has taken steps to secure the affected accounts and is investigating the incident. Users are urged to enable two-factor authentication and improve their account security. The event highlights the ongoing risk of data breaches, even via indirect channels such as third-party support agents. And in my next notable mention from thenextweb.com, Google has launched Bard, its own AI text generator, globally, excluding the EU, the European Union, due to regulatory concerns. The AI tool, similar to OpenAI's ChatGPT, can generate human-like text, aiding in tasks from drafting emails to writing code. However, with the EU's stringent data protection laws and the potential for AI regulations, Google has opted not to roll out Bard in this particular region. This decision reflects the growing complexity of AI policy, with tech companies needing to navigate different regulatory landscapes, which can impact the availability of their products in certain regions.
In my first notable mention, WordPress plugin used in 1 million plus websites patched to close critical bug, written by Jaya Vijayan for Dark Reading. A critical privilege escalation vulnerability has been discovered in the Essential Add-ons for Elementor plugin, a WordPress plugin used in over 1 million websites. The bug tracked as CVE-2023-32243, allows an unauthenticated attacker to escalate privileges to that of any user, including administrators. WP Developers released a new version of the software, version 5.7.2, that addresses the bug. The vulnerability is one among thousands of vulnerabilities that researchers have uncovered in WordPress plugins in recent years. PatchTech, a cybersecurity company, counted 4,528 new vulnerabilities in WordPress plugins in 2022 alone, a startling 328% increase over the 1,382 it observed in 2021. ConnectWise brings back the Screen Connect name, written by Charan Chu for ConnectWise. ConnectWise has officially announced that ConnectWise Control is returning to its original name, ConnectWise Screen Connect. The change was made to reflect partners' affinity for the Screen Connect name and to align with the company's brand architecture strategy. The name change does not affect any of the existing contracts or offerings from ConnectWise. Screen Connect will continue to provide the same functionality loved by partners, helping them scale their workforce and solve technical problems remotely. The rebranding also signifies ConnectWise's commitment to being a reliable brand, trusted across industries, and driving innovation in remote access, augmented reality, and account management. In our resource of the week, 16 ways that Android 14 will subtly improve your phone, written by Sean Hollister for The Verge. In the latest update announced at Google I.O., Android 14 is set to bring a range of exciting features to enhance the user experience. Google's focus is on privacy and customization. Users will have more control over their data with the ability to grant one-time permissions to apps. The new Material U design language offers personalized theming options for a unique look and feel. For the rest of the improvements, please see the article in the show notes. In our community feedback from the YouTubes, Carrie Wagner says, I had an employee once that was making up software features our product didn't have or even close to it. Needless to say, he didn't last long. Maybe they did a brain dump into ChatGPT. Scary. I agree with you. I've also worked with sales engineers, and I know exactly what you're talking about. In feedback from Jose Porras on the YouTubes, best show for MSPs. Thanks for your time and info, guys. Thank you. And feedback from Disc Josh on the YouTubes, one thing to keep in mind, the Dragos hack was from an employee not yet onboarded. So almost Dragos employee. They compromised the personal account of the future employee and impersonated them to get access to the company data. In addition, the Dragos response was fantastic with how they explained it and the timeline provided.
There are plenty of amazing upcoming events taking place across the community, so let's see what's happening this week. And all in-person events today, from May 15th through the 17th, IM Cloud Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada. On May 16th through the 18th, 7-Figure MSP Live in Nashville, Tennessee. And on May 21st through the 23rd, MSP GeekCon in Orlando, Florida. And coming from the MSP Media Network this week, we have, in case you missed it, AI Roundup Episode 10, FUDBusters, Debunking the AI Boogeyman. On May 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Tech Bar will be live at MSP GeekCon. And as always, on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network.
Hey, I'm Powerhouse Ray.
And I'm Super Cousin Danny.
And we're the hosts of
The Tech Bar.
Pull up a stool with us every other Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for drinks, jokes, and games with your friends in the MSP channel. So how'd you like today's show? If you liked it, hit the thumbs up button. If you didn't, you're going to have to tell the kittens why. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week and sometimes cat pictures? You can propose your own stories and even vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. Also be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode or leave us a voicemail 833-MSP-NETWORK. Tony, we laughed, we cried. Most of the laughing was from my crying at the cats.
I can hear, somebody call a medic? Please, I'm losing too much blood here.
There was a point where you were reading the notables, and I thank God I was muted because I screamed. You would have been looking for a 12-year-old girl somewhere, like, what happened? And it was absolutely me. Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, that is awesome. It's a good show.
Yeah. It was a good show. I'm hoping that the audience doesn't think any less of me, knowing that I can be taken down by two-pound cats. But we brought the news, and that's the important part, right?
Hey, speaking of other animals, did you know in Alabama it's illegal to wrestle a bear? I just want to point that out.
Did you know in Florida you can't walk your gator with a leash?
Wait, real quick, wind it up one more time. Do you know in Pennsylvania you cannot sleep on top of a refrigerator outdoors? It's illegal, just so you know that.
Gentlemen, I'm going to break in for 1 second. Did you know that in Ohio a zebra is considered a horse and not an exotic animal? And recently a guy had his arm bitten off by one because it was okay because it was technically a horse.
Of course. I mean, nobody
of course.
Of course.
And with that,
I'm absolutely proud of that, damn it. And with that, thank you, everybody. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Be safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
I do. Right now, I'm adapting and overcoming. I have kittens overrunning my
office. Oh, my God. So. Oh, that is not what I expected at all. I'm like, what has he got there? It's alive. Oh, my God. It's alive. What is
My leg's a cat tree. So forget that there's a cat tree right here, but they think my leg's a cat tree. So I apologize for that. All right. Let me find my third story. That would be helpful. I had to do this. If not, he'll just keep climbing on my leg. And by the way, it's not just one. It's two. So anyway.
I don't know how you have like the cutest kittens. Like you're just holding the cutest kittens. And how you, by the way, for the record, I just want to point this out. And it's on video. We've all seen it. You reached back without even looking, grabbed the kitten, picked it back over to you, and were caring for it. It's a kitten. You without even looking. Anyway, just want to point.
Yeah, it's no. So what it is they have little daggers. When they're this small and cute, of course, you know, God gives them basically little Wolverines. so yeah, and so I have.
So you're losing slowly but surely pints of blood in drop.
Oh, format. For sure. Oh, from my knee down, my jeans are just blood red. Absolutely. One drop at a time. Yes. Oh. This is Nilla, by the way. This is a cream tuxedo cat, which I had never seen before today, or before I met Nilla. That is too cute. His sister is Oreo, like Nilla wafers and Oreo.
Oreos. She's introducing you as, hi, this is our pincushion. So
yes, basically.